Mark McVille has been homeless for 2 years. He's worked as a tugboat captain and construction worker and was in the Army for a while. He always had a pretty good job and had no problem supporting his kids.
There's a lot of things happen to me in life, but if there's anything that you'd have asked me of something that would never happen to me, I will never be homeless. Never be homeless. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. I would have bet my arms and my legs that I would never be homeless.
But the economic downturn in 2008 meant less construction work. Then he had a shoulder injury. He had relationship problems and ended up losing everything. His house, car, wife, and children, and found himself on the streets. Now he's at the Miramon Men's Center in Slidell, which is run by the nonprofit group Community Christian Concern. Director Debbie Schimek says it's hard to find temporary or emergency housing.
You'll see in communities women and children, but you won't see something for families or for males. And we see them living literally in the ditches, in the woods, under the bridges. We see a lot of men trying to tough it out, but it's pretty tough.
The Miramon Center offers a warm place to sleep, food and clothing, and connections to resources. It's kind of a community. They cook meals together, share chore duties, and help out around the place. McVille shows me around.
I'll take you for a walk through our basic dormitory. We just left the dining room area. We have a laundry facility, two washers and dryers, which is plenty sufficient, you know, for the amount of men we have here, which we have 10 at the time, but we take up to 12. This is the primary dorm room. It sleeps 8 men. We currently have 7. Actually, this is mine. It's a little bit of a mess right now, but this is mine. When I came here a few months ago, I basically had, I think, a couple of T-shirts and a pair of pants up here. And as you can see, I've accumulated a little bit of clothes and shoes and whatnot. I have a couple of pictures. I have two children, two daughters. That's my oldest daughter, Tate, and my youngest daughter, Hallie. But it's kind of the only pictures I have left. I kind of lost all my stuff, and I just happened across those.
McVille stands in his cubicle holding a photo of his daughter. Under the bed, construction tools and work boots spill out across the carpet. He's been doing some part-time construction work, but it doesn't pay enough to help him get on his feet. As part of the program, the guys meet with case manager Angela Darby and set goals to work toward independence. There's one key factor in that.
It's mostly jobs. They come over here with different backgrounds. As far as, you know, some are in all fields, some are construction, which construction right now is very low. So for them to go out and try to get a McDonald's job or Burger King job when they're doing construction all their life is very, very hard.
So she helps them learn how to use computers, work on their resumes, and role-play job interviews in order to prepare them. While they eat dinner and sleep at the center, they're not allowed to be there during the day and must be out working, volunteering, or job hunting. Schimek says being unemployed is hard, but the hardest part?
Probably the judgment that comes with, you know, women and children first, and men are homeless because they're not working because they're lazy. So I think the stigma that comes with being a male and not working, why are you not working? You know, you're lazy. Instead of really knowing the reason why, homelessness is a complicated issue.
At Miramon, they work to connect the men with any and all resources, whether that's applying for food stamps or getting a job, moving into their own apartment, or even reuniting with their spouse. Darby says watching them move on is the best part of her job.
Wow. It's very exciting because I know, even getting teary-eyed, just thinking about it, it makes a difference in someone's life because they accomplished that. And when they leave here, they're totally different from what they came in.
Darby will miss him, but McVille's working hard to get a full-time construction job so that he can get his own place somewhere nearby and have regular visits with his youngest daughter. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.